Hey Oscar, it's me.
Hey.
Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. You, Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. We are now doing a co-brew session. What are you doing here?
I'm here to talk about cool stuff with you.
Awesome. We are very two enthusiastic people. But you know what would make us even more enthusiastic?
What's that, Enrique?
I am looking at you now. Am I? Oh, shit. We should do a merger. A $1.18 billion merger. We are connecting hands. We are one. This was fun. Emation. It's horrible. It's so horrible. I thought I was on a Crunchyroll.
Bro, I didn't even know we were doing that topic. I was talking about something else. But
wait, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Let's do yours. All right, let's go.
You said, quote. Let's start with yours, Enrique, because you know I'm excited to talk about mine, and we could just roll it in at the end.
I didn't say it at all, but okay.
Did I fuck up?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to Burnt Out Coffee Cobra. If you're still here after that, congratulations. You passed our first test, which is not even a test for you. It's a test for us. Did we pass? Yeah.
Now you're all officially part of the Bean Team.
Yep. Did we catch? I like how we say, like, you're part of the Bean Team, but we're over here like, no, did we impress you? So technically, did I do a good enough job to get you inducted?
If our funny doesn't get them and our stupid doesn't get them, I don't know what will.
Maybe our deep analysis of topics where we dissect what's happening?
I don't know. People don't think about that kind of stuff anymore. There's no longer any deep thought. It's all clickbait crap.
Welcome to Kickblade Crap. Cold Brew. So I know you saw our title because you clicked it because it's clickbait. No, but in all honesty, this is something I wanted to talk about because... So everyone, by now... If you're in the anime community, or if you are just in general excited about just news.
I cannot wait to tell you about this, but go on.
The thing I'm talking about or the thing for the next episode? Are you teasing? Are you both. Teasing another both. Episode? And
yes,
going?
I'm teasing,
and
teasing about, another episode.
You're teasing another episode before this episode's even done. You give it up on this episode and are jumping over. Got it.
No.
I didn't even set a timer.
I'm excited about this because, well, I want you to talk about it first. So mm-hmm. we can get the details, but I'm excited for the future of it because I think it opens up a bigger avenue for things. But you go ahead.
Okay, yeah, because what we like to do over here is, if you're in the anime community or just generally have your nose to business, you already heard about this. Just basically know it's in a newspaper because Funimation has purchased Crunchyroll for $1.75 billion. $1.75 billion.
The reason I'm 1.175.
Yeah, 1.75.
No, 1.175.
Oh, 1. So 1.1. Okay, that's why I thought it was 17, and you're like, no, there's a five.
Got it. Yeah.
1.175 billion for $1 billion. And the reason that matters,
man, that's insane.
And that's crazy. But the crazier thing is The reason this is important, yes, we're not breaking the news to you, but we want to dissect a little more of this. And we're not talking about the literal business aspect of what's happening to the people, because we know with mergers, there are going to be massive layoffs as well as just general different stuff. Yeah, definitely. Every merger, every time. It's a thing in just companies where they will purchase a company and then either lay off and then go, hey, I want to add new people because I want to put my people in charge, or B, because there's a company mindset of, well, you're so used to doing it. Let's use the Crunchyroll, for example. You're so used to using Crunchyroll's way of releasing content, Crunchyroll's way of interacting with your, co-workers, interacting with anyone. Crunchyroll has its own company culture. And every time a company purchases another one, they're afraid of people not wanting to change their ways, because the old adage is simple. It's harder to change someone than to teach someone something new. So you can just fire this dude, hire someone for maybe either the same or cheaper, and then teach him how you want things done. Then reteaching this person.
I understand that.
I don't believe in that, because you could always feel like integrating both styles is what would make a company better. Not firing them, but teaching them the new way, as well as, because they know all the holes within their own company. But that's what some companies do.
Okay. So, like, I understand with certain aspects, like, for example, like marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get rid of Crunchyroll's marketing, and you have Funimation as the, you know, the head company deal with all the marketing and, you know, things like that. But like the internal of like certain like directors, showrunners for the Crunchyroll originals and things like that. Do you think that'll be changing up at all?
Depending on the show. That's like, it depends on the show, depending on if Funimation was happy with the numbers. Speaking of originals. Okay, so the thing that I feel like people are kind of assuming, because I remember when this happened, we talked about it real quick, how I was like, are they going to, Funimation used to be on Verve, are they going to re-put Funimation back on Verve, kick out Hive Dive and push Verve? Or, and this is the, what I'm about to mention is the smallest, like, in my mind, the least likely thing they're going to do is start another streaming service, because Funimation and Crunchyroll are such established brands. I think it would be better if they do the Disney Plus method. Like how Disney Plus...
Oh, like you add it?
Yeah, how like Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu are all like, instead of paying $6, you pay $12 and bundle it. Because that would be smart, because they keep them individual. You're getting the price for both, but you get it cheaper, theoretically, than just purchasing both. And they can just go like, Crunchyroll will have some dub like they used to, but like they're really for sub and simulcasting. And Funimation will be huge on the dub side. And Crunchyroll has such an established now with their originals. I think Funimation is going to try to use that as an avenue as well, to not necessarily put Funimation originals, but test them out in Crunchyroll. Like, what are your thoughts on it?
Like, it just amazes me, because I remember like being in high school and like I wanted to like catch up or get ahead of some anime. And I'd go on Crunchyroll, which was known for being like the bootleg of anime, where they would like stream like really poor quality of from Japan.
But it would be like the next day it came out. That was like the only like really selling point.
Well, yeah, but you know, you're watching like a really bad quality of like an episode of Bleach with like Japanese McDonald's commercials and things like that. And sometimes it didn't have subtitles.
Because I discovered Crunchyroll late. In my opinion.
Yeah, no, I remember real early on watching Crunchyroll, and I'm just like, this is like some bootleg fan stuff, to the point where it became like legitimized, where they come out with their own original content, and then boom, Funimation buys them for over $1 billion. I'm just like, that is just phenomenal. That's amazing. And I'm just like, I'm really happy for them, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think it's just going to expand things. You know, Funimation's a huge company. It always has been, for decades now. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to give sort of a bigger audience for the Crunchyroll originals that they might not would have had.
Because Crunchyroll originals. So there was one going to be called Guardian Spice. I remember it was part of the lineup. And I don't know. I remember reading this. I didn't double check this. So take this information with a massive grain of salt. So I'll say it in a way where it kind of could be still left in the air. I don't know if that show was canceled or got pushed. But they already are like cutting some projects. But as well as they've had mixed results with the releases of it. I know Tower of God and God of High School.
I watched the first episode of Tower of God. It's not my jam. I still haven't watched God of High School, which I am excited for. Mm-hmm. But
I haven't seen Tower of God, and it was a webtoon. Like I kept wanting to go. I want to read this, but I could never get into it. Not knocking its thing. I'm like, maybe it's like one of those.
Yeah, it's just not my flavor, you know.
Yeah, to me, it's just more of like maybe I need to sit down and read more chapters. But I'm like, I don't have the time for that right now. But I remember they had another one. I can't remember its name. And that's kind of ironic because it was actually did not do well. And they've been saying the results have been mixed. Whereas they Tower of God has been actually acclaimed as like, this is an amazing original. But then it went God of High School. Great. Not Tower of God quality, apparently, but great. But the action supposedly was really good, too. And then going downward, their originals are going like mix. And I say that because Funimation was like a weird, like, for me when I was younger, how I watched anime was through two ways. The Anime Network, because my cable package didn't have the channel.
Wow, you're taking me back.
Yeah, I was like, I used to watch it on demand, and it would be like mm-hmm. right there. Or mainly Hulu. When Hulu first started coming out, they actually did a lot of anime. And it would be mm-hmm. free. And the only commercials you would get would be the ones Hulu inserted. And I was like, oh, this is great. So like when I heard these two emerging, this made me happy because when Verve came out, it made me happy and sad. So I'll kind of explain more about it. It made me happy because when Verve came out, that was one of the reasons I got Verve. I was like, oh, it has Funimation and Crunchyroll. So I can get all my sub and all my dub in one location, one price. And it came with like Mondo, which I feel is so overlooked. And one of the best shows, I will preach until the day it dies. One day we have to do an episode on it because you can still watch it for free just with commercials. Why the Last Man? No, it's called Last Man, not Why the Last Man. Last Man. That is such a... We're going to watch it, and you're going to be like, Enrique, thank you for recommending this show to me. I'm going to be like, you're welcome, my child.
Well, you recommended a show recently, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But all that being said, let me get a little more in frame. The thing I wanted to talk about the business-wise that I find super interesting is, and scary, is a merger of two of the big companies of anime. Now, there are other ones, High Dive, Sentai Filmworks, Viz Media. These all companies release their own anime content, though even Viz Media flirts with Funimation, goes, hey, baby, why don't you release some of our content too? And like, there's other ones trying to like jump up. You could even consider Netflix. You can consider Hulu. You can consider Amazon.
Netflix has a lot of original anime.
I think that's what this merger is for. So everyone
I don't watch
has
any of it, but you know.
Really? I actually do. I watch a lot of
it. I'm not a fan of Seven Deadly Sins.
And I like it, but then it reached a peak of something I don't like that everyone like loves, but I don't like. And I've had someone told me, I'm about to say it. I have someone told me like later in the seasons, they kind of make it more. I just hate the idea of one main character being the strongest character. And then the show just becomes, let's wait till blank comes. Because that's what Meliodas becomes. In the beginning,
Goku? Got it.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, all the seven deadly like sins are supposed to be like these top tier motherfuckers. And now on the team, there's two where I'm currently at. Two that are top tier and everyone else is just trying to keep up. And I'm just
Goku
like...
Goku and Vegeta, got it.
Hoping later on in the show, like as I watch, it turns out to be not true. Like they all do keep up. But I will say I actually like their movie. It was good. They have good action. They have really good action. It's just...
Yeah, and then I think their other big one where they have like multiple originals is the Magi ones.
Oh,
like Sinbad.
Yeah, they only have three shows, sadly. They haven't continued it more. I wish they did. I actually like that series.
I started it. I don't like how they say Magi. I prefer Magi, but you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But like, this is all to say, I think they did this to compete with Netflix, because when you look at it, even Amazon has been trying to create more original content. Like, not even create, just license more content. I think that's where they're failing, is only licensing.
The only thing I don't like about Amazon and Hulu is just because like you pay for the streaming service, but then there's so much stuff on top of it you have to pay for, whether it's movies or shows. You're like, oh, you want to watch that? That'll be an extra this.
Yeah, because Hulu's model is just trying to be like, hey, we're close to TV. And Amazon, they're trying to be, we're Netflix, but also you can watch anything on us, but you will have to pay. So instead of like getting Netflix and Google Play or Apple, they're just like, come to here. just one-stop shop.
Yeah, and like I don't enjoy that. And like I feel the same way with Amazon. They're like they're buying a lot of IP, but they're not really producing.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like how long ago did they buy that rights for freaking Tolkien, Lord of the Rings?
Did they? Oh yeah, they did. I don't know, because that's the thing. So even like with that,
they spent billions of dollars on that, dude.
No, they did. They did. And like when you look at this, so the Funimation move, you can see it as Warner Brothers. I don't know why they gave up Crunchyroll personally. If anyone has more insight into why Warner Bros. Gave that away, because I know currently maybe the numbers may not be where they want it to be. I'm like, but anime is...
I don't know. Maybe it's because Tenet failed so bad.
I don't know. It's what?
They got to recoup them losses.
Probably. Because the thing is this. Anime is... Japan as a media is becoming, in my mind, people don't see it soon overshadowing everything. One of the big conversations that are happening in comics right now is manga overtaking American comics, because whereas America's physical comic sales have slowly been going down throughout the years, manga has physicals, not just digital, physicals have been just going up higher and higher. And it depends, and that's one thing I like researching, because I'm like, why even in America it's rising? And I'm like, we could talk about that another day, of like my whole breakdown on why I feel like these two matter, because researching them and everything, I've been like fascinated to see what makes people kind of go for the other. But that being said, that's what this move is, because Netflix has been digging in harder in anime, and Netflix has been seen as basically the final boss of, how you say, streaming. Like everyone goes,
well, I mean, they're the biggest streaming service, and
they just had space success.
Castlevania, Blood of Zeus, like all those have done very well.
Not only that, they just bought a space. And did you hear about it? And I think it was New Mexico. I think it was New Mexico, not Arizona. New Mexico. Have you heard about that? They bought a space and are now building the largest studio lot in America, which used to be owned, like that title used to be owned by a Tyler Perry studio in Atlanta. And they're calling it, I think it's like ABC's or ABG. I don't remember exactly what the film lot is going to be called, but their goal is to create it. Like automatically Stranger Things is moving from Atlanta to New Mexico, and it's going to be the biggest lot that they're forming themselves as this media giant. So I think Funimation and Crunchyroll, which ironically do not produce anime. That is the main thing. The reason I keep mentioning Crunchyroll Originals is because I'm like, that is them trying to go, we are not only just licensing company and a streaming service, we're trying to create. And that's why I think Funimation buying them, no matter the negativity of like my view of like, I don't like these big companies merging together, because now they have such a huge hold on the anime market just to fight Netflix. But now they're producing like Netflix's, and it's going to become like this huge battle between anime in America, whereas I don't think, or like maybe in other English speaking countries, but for now in America, and because in the end Japan's not going to be affected by this. They're just going to be like, well, no, you guys do what you do.
I was reading an article about like the stupid amount of money Demon Slayer is bringing to the Japanese economy.
Yep.
I was just like, holy cow, man. It's just like, it's weird, because there's always a moment where the bubble's going to burst. Mm-hmm. And I feel like content, entertainment, it's sort of there. Like, I'm not saying like it's going to like go anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's so many countries where like a huge portion of their economy is becoming sort of this export of whether it's information or content, entertainment.
That's what America like, was for a while, yeah. Still is.
Yeah, so one like of our biggest. It is. Yeah, I mean, like our movies and things like that. I mean, that's how we make a lot of our shit. But it's like, is that sustainable? But that's a whole thing of economics and things like that. Yeah. But we're not here to talk about that.
I guess my final thoughts on that, like my final thoughts for like this episode, is basically, not to rehash anything I already said, just kind of going forward. It's just, I find it not funny. I don't know if the word is sad, or I don't know how it makes me feel, but it's just strange looking at basically how comics and animated television has been treated in this country. And then to see anime and manga come in. And I say this as a fan since I was a child. In the beginning, was scrutinized worse than any animated show, scrutinized than any other comic. Like, in the comic community, if you read manga, you were ridiculed even. I remember that. And even if you watched anime, if you watched cartoons, you were ridiculed. Like, from personal experience and what I've seen. To then be flipped, to be going, anime and manga are way more accepted than comics and animated shows now, or at least maybe not more accepted, but are on the verge of becoming more accepted. And I don't know how that makes me feel as someone who also loves both. Like, I don't have a preference animated TV or manga over comics. I love both.
Like, final thought on that is, like, it's just like when we were kids and, like, just nerd culture in general was nerd culture. The nerds liked it and we were all ridiculed and made fun of for it, whether it was Pokemon or whatever the case may be. And then it became mainstream pop culture, to where it's like, nowadays, if you don't like Marvel movies, like, what the hell is wrong with you?
You know?
So it's going to, I think it's, we're on the verge of getting that. So it's like, oh, you like that Japanese weird stuff, reading that book backwards, to the point where it's like, oh man, did you get the next volume of blah, blah, blah? Like, how do you not like that?
No, yeah, and I love it, but...
Yeah, so I think we're just going on that turn where it's just going to become more pop culture. I mean, I see, you know, like, Hot Topic went from all rock and roll stuff to now it's just pop culture and a crap ton of anime influence.
Yeah,
so, and I mean, like, culture is slowly getting there as it once did before, so I think it's a positive for fans.
No, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, not, like, how you say... anime is becoming accepted. I'm saying it, or pop culture is becoming more accepted. I'm saying how comics are on the decline, comic culture outside of movies. Because, like, you can like comic culture movies and shows, but I mean comics themselves. And animated television in America are on the decline, whereas that. Japan is on the up. That's what I'm saying. Like, it feels I hope I'm wrong.
I see that from, like, a quantity aspect. Like, when you get a manga in, like, how many pages is it compared to an American comic?
Yeah, and that's what, and that's
you,
what,
and you, and you get them as consistent.
And that's the thing, like, DC Comics is now trying to switch. This is a conversation for another day, because we could, yeah, we should have that maybe next week we should, like, talk about maybe. This I don't know. Hiccups. Well, that was this extra grande size. No, venti. Venti's the largest size. This was a venti-sized cold brew for you. I hope you enjoyed.
I'm not Italian. I'm American.
America.
It's large.
It's large here. But venti means 20 ounces. That was this episode of Coffee Cold Brew. I hope you enjoyed it. If you liked the episode, make sure to like it. If you like the podcast, follow it. What audio platform you're listening to, click that follow. Are you on YouTube? Click that subscribe. You on Facebook? Click that like. Are you on... what's another platform that I'd are you on Instagram? How are you watching this? Make sure to follow.
It's a snippet.
It's a snippet.